Executing the MRP schedule. Execution of the material requirements planning. MRP, base schedule turns the operations plan into reality. A basic order release process is followed to ensure that materials and resources are available prior to order release. MRP based production activity control, PIC, will differ based on its production environment. In a push environment, MRP scheduling uses work orders generated from a forecast slash demand to push work through production in a sequential order. Push production scheduling answers the what and when question from the shop floor. What work order should the organization make next? When will it finish? What should the organization do after that? In flow manufacturing, if the flow is in batches, MRP schedules the work center operations sequentially. The output of the scheduling process is the release of the work order, as seen in Exhibit 7-34. Exhibit 7-34, authorizing production. Before authorization to release, the MRP system will first verify that the materials and tooling are available. If so, the MRP system will then verify the availability of work centers at the required levels of capacity. Given these prerequisites, the MRP system will recommend releasing work orders based on their required lead times. The planner generally needs to actively release these orders in the system, which gives him or her a chance to set priorities or make other adjustments. The significance of each of the steps in the process is detailed in Exhibit 7-35. Exhibit 7-35. Authorization steps. Once schedules are finalized, the production coordinator implements the schedule using a dispatching process to release the planned orders as detailed shop packets. The shop packet contains the manufacturing order as well as other information useful to manufacturing. In many companies, the shop packet is managed electronically. Physical shop packets are still used in some pharmaceutical companies to comply with regulatory requirements. The manufacturing order information that is useful in job shop batch processing includes shop order number, part number, description quantity, engineering drawings, bills of material, route sheets, including operations to be performed, work centers, lead times, material issue tickets, tool requisition authorizations, job ticket for each operation, move tickets authorizing movement between operations. Note the reliance on these orders and job tickets to authorize the start of production and subsequent operations at work centers in the routing. Only those orders that have the necessary materials, equipment, and capacity should be released to prevent buildups of work in process inventory. Implementation includes providing various authorizations, such as tool requisitions and job tickets. MRP-based scheduling in PIC. Material requirements planning, MRP, is the most detailed level of planning. MRP-based scheduling therefore moves into the realm of plan execution. Exhibit 7-36, the manufacturing planning and control diagram, shows where MRP-based scheduling fits. It is shown as scheduling within the production activity control, PIC, area. Note how a feedback loop is used during execution to control capacity at the work center level. Exhibit 7-36, MRP-based scheduling is part of PIC. MRP-based scheduling is a transaction-intensive method that schedules work center operations and sequences using work orders. MRP-based schedules are based on a forecast in make-to-stock environments or are developed after orders are received in make-to-order environments. Inputs and outputs to the scheduling and control process. It's important to understand the inputs and outputs of scheduling and control. Inputs from MRP and CRP to scheduling and control. The interfaces between planning and scheduling are the points at which planning information from capacity requirements planning, CRP, and material requirements planning, MRP, are communicated to the scheduling and control activities. Exhibit 7-37 shows the interface between detailed material and capacity planning and shop floor and vendor scheduling. Exhibit 7-37, MRP and CRP interfaces. As you can see, the capacity requirements plan is critical to shop floor scheduling and control. If the schedule is not supported by available capacity, shop floor control will not be able to maintain appropriate backlog levels, improve delivery performance, achieve output targets, achieve the material requirements plans that drive the delivery schedules for end items and components to achieve the master production schedule, MPS. The exhibit also illustrates that the material requirements plan provides critical information that supports the authorization and release of work orders and ensures that suppliers provide the right parts at the right time to achieve the MPS. Outputs from scheduling and control to MRP and CRP. Important feedback information flows from scheduling, control, and vendor scheduling back to MRP and CRP, including status information that includes operation completions, quantity verifications, order closeout and disposition, and accounting data. Warning signals that include inadequacies in material and capacity plans that might affect achievement of the MPS, secondary constraints, and CRP. Let's assume that the primary constraint on an order is its due date. A secondary constraint is an additional factor that will complicate meeting the first constraint. For example, a work center has 5 machines that can produce a certain part, but only one machine is equipped with the required tool set for a specific order. The primary constraint for part is the requirement of 8 hours of machine time. The secondary constraint is that it has to be a particular machine. The actual capacity of the work center is only 1/5 of the assumed capacity, not 5 machines multiplied by 8 hours or 40 hours, but one machine multiplied by 8 hours or 8 hours of capacity. The same thing can happen with personnel. Any part requiring operators with specialized training is limited in capacity to the hours these individuals are available. A partial solution is to produce additional load reports showing capacity requirements for the secondary constraint. This approach can increase the planner's manual workload considerably. Resources committed to a timetable. Good resource scheduling methodology is essential to execution and control. Schedules are critical for resource allocation and personnel decisions, communications and training, machine productivity, labor productivity, and, ultimately, profitability. Coordinators cannot assume infinite capacity. Therefore, it is important to understand the activities that could arise that will require schedule adjustments. The following activities or situations may require an adjustment to committed resources. Rush/expedited orders. An order needed in less than the normal lead time, for example, due to inventory shortage, spike in orders, equipment breakdown. If safety stock does not meet the need, adjust schedules, possibly requiring delaying other scheduled items. Resolving imbalances. Managing and resolving imbalances to manage the capacity available at each work center. If product 1009 or production time varies greatly, workflow can get out of balance. Schedule to accommodate these fluctuations. Allow queues between workstations, reschedule non-essential production orders, or use alternative work centers. Schedule composition. The MRP schedule, driven by the MPS, disaggregates the timing and need for components based on end product demand. The quantities in the MPS come from many different sources. The accuracy of those sources impacts the accuracy of the schedule. Capacity-constrained resources, CCRS. The existence of CCRS, near bottlenecks, may require rationing of these elements, factors, or materials to higher priority orders. CCR is a term from the theory of constraints. The following activities help prepare for and possibly prevent the need to adjust resources committed to a timetable. Manufacturing lead time. The total time required to manufacture an item, exclusive of lower-level purchasing lead time. It is the length of time between the release of an order to the production process and shipment to the final customer, for make-to-order, or receipt into inventory, for make-to-stock. Included are order preparation time, queue time, setup time, run time, move time, inspection time, and put-away time. Time fence policies. Planning and demand time fence policies restrict changes to the MPS inside the planning time fence, which should be just beyond the cumulative lead time for an end item. Time fence policies help manage changes to plan orders and minimize impact on the overall schedule. Time fence management shows how planning at a higher level can have a major impact on the stability of the execution level production schedule. Resource calendar. A resource calendar uses the shop calendar's dates. It defines available working time for a specific work center, equipment, or operator. This can include shift data, maintenance downtime, or resource-specific paid time off. It can help prevent overloading or double booking resources. It can be constrained by time fence policies, indicating when work can and cannot be scheduled or rescheduled. It may reveal areas of insufficient or excess capacity. Time standard. Time standards can be determined or revalidated. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines time standard as follows. The predetermined times allowed for the performance of a specific job. It often consists of two parts, one for machine setup and one for actual running. A time standard can be developed through observation of the actual work, time study, summation of standard micromotion times, predetermined or synthetic time standards, or approximation, historical job times. Final assembly scheduling. FIS is used in ITO and MTO manufacturing environments and in packaging operations and other environments as a way to shorten lead times. It uses the planning bill of material for the average final product. It configures previously master scheduled subassemblies into final products when customer orders arrive. It satisfies lead time and product variety expectations with low inventory levels. Maintenance on equipment. Maintenance contributes to the reliability of operations, quality, and on-time delivery schedules. The master scheduler should work closely with the maintenance department to schedule maintenance on equipment, such as by blocking off time. Subtypes. Preventive maintenance includes activities such as adjustments, replacements, and cleanliness. The objective is to prevent breakdowns, maintain productivity and consistency of output, and prolong equipment life. Preventive maintenance prioritizes work centers that are most critical to the flow of goods, pace setters, or bottlenecks. Predictive maintenance is based on non-destructive testing and statistical analysis, such as mean time between failures or real-time monitoring of sensor data. It should predict when to schedule required maintenance before a machine breaks down and do maintenance in a way that maximizes machine availability. Remedial maintenance is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as unscheduled maintenance performed to return a product or process to a specified performance level after a failure or malfunction.